Met Michiel.
Special.
Kaiser Chiefs.
To someone that never heard our music, I would say it is British, quirky, energetic, exciting, and partyable and palatable.
I'm really excited. I know I don't sound it, but I am very excited about it. I listen to it every day. I think it's our best record to date. I know all bands say that when they bring out a record, and I'd probably said about every record we've brought out, but this time there isn't a shadow of doubt in my mind that it is the best thing we've done.
De Kaiser Chiefs. Al 10 jaar lang staan ze garant voor springende festivalweiders en dampende concertzalen. In 2005 braken de jongens door met het super aanstekelijke Oh My God. Met het debuutalbum uit datzelfde jaar, Employment, wonnen ze meteen 3 Brit Awards. Ze versloegen onder andere Coldplay als beste live act. Dat is niet slecht voor een paar gastjes uit Leeds.
And the winners are Kaiser Chiefs.
I've got a very short speech. I'd personally like to thank Peanut, Nick, Whitey, Simon.
Thanks everyone. Really, basically that's it.
Een geheim? Indie rock om op te springen met een vleugje punk rock uit de 70s. Denk aan The Clash en The Sex Pistols.
London calling, yes, I was there too. And you know what they said, well, some of it was true. London calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile?
In Nederland stonden de Kaiser Chiefs in 2005 op London Calling. Een paar maanden later op Pinkpop en nog een paar maanden later op Lowlands. Nederland en de Kaiser Chiefs, het was meteen een match.
We're quite big in Holland, surprisingly. And it's good to be. We're quite big in the UK, but it's nice to be big somewhere else.
In de daaropvolgende jaren speelde de band regelmatig de Alpha Tent of de Pinkpop Mainstage helemaal plat. En niet alleen in Nederland waren ze succes. Al snel toerden de Kaiser Chiefs de hele wereld over. In 2007 komt het tweede album uit, Yours Truly, Angry Mob, met daarop hun eerste echte nummer 1 hit, Ruby. Daarna gaat het echter wat minder met de Kaiser Chiefs. Album nummer 3 werd geen grote hit en album nummer 4 was een leuk experiment waarbij fans hun eigen tracklist konden samenstellen uit een verzameling nummers op internet, maar een succes? Nee. De band speelt nog wel veel op festivals, maar het leek een klein beetje passé. Tegenvallende verkoopaantallen, singles die de top 10 bij lange na niet halen en in 2012 stopt ook nog eens founding member en chef-songschrijver Nick Hodgson uit de band. Het leek uit. Over en klaar met Kaiser Chiefs. Maar toch niet. Want in maart 2014 verschijnt het 5e album van de band uit Leeds. Zonder drummer Nick, met heel veel nieuwe energie en berentrots presenteren de Kaiser Chiefs Education, Education, Education and War.
I'm really excited. I know I don't sound it, but I am very excited about it. I listen to it every day. I think it's our best record to date. I know all bands say that when they bring out a record. And I'd probably said it about every record we brought out, but this time there isn't a shadow of doubt in my mind that it is the best thing we've done.
Zo uitzichtloos als de situatie in 2012 leek, in 2013 begon het weer de goede kant op te gaan met de Kaiser Chiefs.
It was a really good year last year, because we were I mean, we were learning as well. We were learning how to make records, you know, because the band's changed and we were learning how to do things again. And it was like learning how to walk again. And it was weird how quickly we were able to run.
Volgens zanger Ricky was stoppen eigenlijk geen optie voor de band. Zelfs niet zonder Nick. Toen het voorbestaan van de band in gevaar kwam, besefte hij ineens hoe belangrijk muziek maken voor hem is.
Did you ever feel like quitting? I don't think it was possible, to be honest. The thing that worried me most about any idea about stopping doing it was the idea of not doing it. Not having to find something else to do, because that would have just fallen into place, it usually does, but the idea of not going out and going on stage, and the idea of not being in a band, and the idea of, you know, not having that part of my life, it really was worrying. So there was no way we couldn't carry on.
Toch moesten de overgebleven leden Ricky, Simon, Peanut en Andrew zich wel eventjes goed achter de oren krappen toen Nick opstapte. Zonder hem zou het zeker lastiger worden, dus ze moesten er echt vol voor gaan.
Nick wanted to leave or stop or do whatever, and it sort of made the rest of us, we knew it was going to be harder without him than it was, because it's going to be 1/5 harder at least. So we all knew that we'd all have to be totally up for it. All four of us left had to be absolutely enthusiastic and into it and excited about the next record and carrying on, because it would be different and it would be a bit hard. And I think that really helped making the record. I think it shows in the record. I think we sound like a band who are a bit rejuvenated.
Nick werd meteen vervangen door een nieuwe, jongere drummer, Vigor Mystery. En hij brengt ook meteen nieuw leven in de band en in de muziek van Kaiser Chiefs. Want echt, geen drummer is hetzelfde.
I don't want to ever put Nick down. Because, you know, by being a VJ, it would automatically be dissing Nick. So I'm not going to get put into that trap. This is like when, it's like talking about ex-girlfriend. It's different.
Door Vigor ziet de band eindelijk weer hoe tof het is wat ze allemaal mogen doen. Zagen ze op een gegeven moment alleen maar weer op tegen weer een show, weer een lange vliegreis, weer een tijd weg van huis. Nu voelen ze weer hoe opwindend het kan zijn om de hele wereld over te reizen om muziek te maken.
VJ, who's the new drummer, and I think he's really helped. He's a really like great character. He's always pretty positive and stuff, so that really helps. He's doing a lot of things for the first time. Stuff that we take, like what Ricky was saying, stuff we take for granted has been a bit boring or whatever.
Seeing the world through his eyes is really good. So instead of getting on a plane for 12 hours and thinking, I'm gonna sit on a plane for 12 hours, VJ sees it as catching up and watching all the movies he missed out last year. And so you kind of like, you see the world through his glasses, and it's a much brighter place than you thought it was.
Het nieuwe album werd geproduceerd door Ben Allen, die onder andere ook deze klassieke produceerde. Ben Allen komt uit Amerika en kende de Kaiser Chiefs helemaal niet. En dat is nou precies wat de band wilde.
We didn't want someone who was sort of tainted by Kaiser Chiefs' past or had an opinion of us because of what they'd heard and what we'd done and all that stuff. We wanted like fresh ears.
En de grap is, het was uiteindelijk een Amerikaan die de Kaiser Chiefs terugbracht naar een geluid dat Britser is dan een kopje thee of fish and chips.
Who saw us like as like a classic British band he mentioned like The Clash and stuff. He wasn't like immersed in the indie scene in Britain in 2005. He doesn't know about that really. So he doesn't have any of those sort of hang-ups about us, you know.
De Kaiser Chiefs voelen zich best thuis in Amerika, maar ja, alleen het eten, hè.
We like all that American stuff. We like, you know, burgers and fries and the American beer and you know, it's great. I really like American culture. I really like the cities and I had a really good time, but then 3 weeks in, you find yourself in your hotel room trying to kind of make some British food out of what you can find in the supermarket, and you're laughing at yourself because you've got some of the greatest restaurants in the world on your doorstep, and you're in your hotel room trying to cook
corned beef.
Yeah,
they don't have gravy,
do they?
They don't have gravy like having England.
Yeah. Gravy's a different thing.
They have like white gravy and all sorts of other gravy, but not just gravy. It's not all gravy.
Yeah, we're northern. Sorry, guys.
Voor de muzikale inspiratie hebben ze uit 2 Amerikaanse en 1 Britse band geput. Denk je aan de Kaiser Chiefs, dan denk je misschien niet meteen aan de volgende 3 namen, maar dit zijn toch echt bands die voorman Ricky zonder twijfel noemt als de bands die het nieuwe album hebben beïnvloed.
The key artists were Pink Floyd and Flaming Lips and B-52s.
Pink Floyd, I used to think, I never used to like them. It's hard to get into, I think, because you don't think they write pop songs, but they really do. But you have to scratch beneath the surface to find them. And anyway, I didn't like them, and then 18 months later, I know everything about them. I could go on Mastermind and talk about them.
How I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, year after year, running over the same old ground. What have we found? Same old fears. Wish you were here.
I like the element of a concept in a song or an album, and they did that very well, the masters of it.
En dan vooral het conceptuele uit de muziek van Pink Floyd is wat Ricky zo bewondert. Dit nieuwe Kaiser Chiefs album wilde niet zozeer een conceptalbum noemen, maar wel een plaat die je als geheel moet luisteren.
I think the Pink Floyd and the Flame Lips both as well. We like the idea of like they made a record and it's the made records that are great to listen to as a record. And we sort of were trying to do that as well. So this record, we went to Atlanta to record it all in one session with one person, which is the total opposite of the last record, because we wanted it to have a sound. So when you put the record on, you know, like if it comes on in shuffle, you know what album it's from straight away.
Dat is wel even wat anders dan het vorige album, waarbij fans uit een aantal nummers de eigen tracklist mochten samenstellen in hun eigen volgorde. Leuk experiment, The Future is Medieval, maar echt succesvol was het niet. En de band leek zichzelf er ook een klein beetje kwijtgeraakt. En wat ook even wegleek, was de lol in het muziek maken. En daar komt invloed 2, de Amerikaanse rockband B-52's om de hoek kijken.
And then B-52's make great songs you can dance to. They're fun. And we didn't want to lose the element of fun that we had, even when we're talking about a very serious subject. We wanted people to enjoy it. If it's music, it's got to be entertaining. It's music. It's supposed to be enjoyable.
En ergens tussen de conceptuele rock van Pink Floyd en de lol van de B-52's bevindt zich invloed nummer 3, The Flaming Lips.
So, and then Flaming Lips, I think that's somewhere in the middle of Pink Floyd and B-52's. And that's where we wanted to hit the ground.
De link trouwens tussen de Flaming Lips en Pink Floyd is misschien wel dikker dan je zou denken, want in 2009 maakte de Flaming Lips een track-by-track cover van het succesvolle Pink Floyd album Dark Side of the Moon uit 1973. Geïnspireerd door die drie bands hebben de Kaiser Chiefs een album gemaakt dat doet denken aan de begintijden van de band. Maar, ho, het is niet Employment deel 2.
We didn't want to make, we're not like said, oh, let's make a sequel to Employment 10 years down the line. But I think we've done that because that's where our mind was. And you know, when things like a 10-year anniversary is looming, you do subconsciously think about these things. And there's other things looming in the background. Like I didn't realise how much of it was, like, a lot of it was about war. And then you realise, oh, well, you know, everyone's been talking about the 100th anniversary of the start of World War I, so that's kind of, it's there, it's all in your head, but it's not like we made a list of subjects we wanted to write about and then we wrote about them. Because there's things hanging in the air like Nick leaving and its 10th anniversary and the fact that I didn't, you know, personally couldn't live without being in a band, and all those things end up on the paper and then end up on the record.
De band is veranderd en Ricky, de zingende brokkenpiloot die al optredend nogal eens een ledemaat baseerde of gewoon zelfs brak, is inmiddels ook behoorlijk veranderd. Hij is tegenwoordig zelfs jurylid bij The Voice UK en niet meer die blozende redhead van vroeger, die eruit zag alsof hij leefde op bier en bitterballen. Nee. Ricky is tegenwoordig 10 kilo lichter en behoorlijk afgetraind. Het resultaat van een nieuwe verslaving.
I've got a very addictive personality, so I can't do anything by halves. Which is really annoying to everyone around me, but yeah. I love it.
I went this morning, got up at 7 this morning, went running around that park.
Rennen maakt zijn hoofd leeg en maakt ruimte voor nieuwe inspiratie. Want de Kaiser Chiefs gaan er weer voor. Na een vliegende start kwamen ze langzaam maar zeker bijna tot stilstand, maar nu gaan ze weer met volle kracht vooruit. Want muziek maken, dat is echt het enige wat ze willen. En eindelijk zien ze weer hoe geweldig het is dat ze dit mogen doen.
You spend the first half of your life trying to get somewhere. Really working hard, really pulling it out of yourself, and you get there. And then once you've achieved everything you ever wanted, you take your foot off the gas, getting everything we wanted, and then not appreciating it as much as we should have been doing. And I think now we appreciate it more than ever. And we've got our, got the pedal to the metal. Hello? You know, we're going for it again.